Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Valabha Girivaradhari Gopi Jana Valabha Girivaradhari Gopi Jana Valabha Girivaradhari Jai Gopi Jana Valabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 11, Text 14. Samprasane Bhagavati Purusha Prakritair Gunaihi Vimukto Jivanir Mukto Brahma Nirvanam Ruchati. Samprasane Bhagavati Purusha Prakritair Gunaihi Vimukta Jivanir Mukto Brahma Nirvanam Ruchati. Samprasane Bhagavati Purusha Prakritair Gunaihi Nirmukto Jiva Vimukto Jiva Nirmukto Brahma Nirvanam Ruchati. Samprasane, upon satisfaction, Bhagavati, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purusha, a person. Prakritai, from the material. Gunai, modes of nature. Vimukta, being liberated. Jiva nirmuktaha, freed from the subtle body also. Brahma, unlimited. Nirvanam, spiritual bliss. Urchati, achieves. Translation. One who actually satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead during one's lifetime becomes liberated from the gross and subtle material conditions. Thus, being freed from all material modes of nature, he achieves unlimited spiritual bliss. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the previous verse, it has been explained that one should treat all living entities with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. By such behavior, one satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and upon his satisfaction, the devotee immediately becomes free from all material conditions. The Lord also confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who sincerely and seriously engages in my service immediately becomes situated in the transcendental stage wherein he can enjoy unlimited spiritual bliss. Everyone in this material world is struggling hard in order to achieve blissful life. Unfortunately, people do not know how to achieve it. Atheists do not believe in God, and certainly they do not please Him. Here it is clearly said that upon pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one immediately attains to the spiritual platform and enjoys unlimited blissful life. To become free from material existence means to become free from the influence of material nature. The word sampersonne, which is used in this verse, means being satisfied. A person should act in such a way that the Lord is satisfied by the activity. It is not that he himself is to be satisfied. Of course, when the Lord is satisfied, the devotee automatically becomes satisfied. This is the secret of the process of Bhakti Yoga. Outside of Bhakti Yoga, everyone is trying to satisfy himself. No one is trying to satisfy the Lord. Kurmis grossly try to satisfy their senses, but even those who are elevated to the platform of knowledge also try to satisfy themselves in a subtle form. Kurmis try to satisfy themselves by sense gratification, and jnanis try to satisfy themselves by subtle activities or mental speculation and thinking themselves to be God. Yogis also try to satisfy themselves by thinking that they can achieve different mystic perfections. But only devotees try to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotee's process of self-realization is completely different from the processes of the karmis, jnanis, and yogis. Everyone else is trying to satisfy himself, whereas the devotee tries only to satisfy the Lord. The devotional process is completely different from the others. By working to please the Lord by engaging his senses in the Lord's loving service, the devotee is immediately situated on the transcendental platform, and he enjoys unlimited blissful life. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanditam tam sajivam sarvitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sahagana dadita shri vishakam vitamscha he krishna kuruna sindha dina pandhu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gorangi radhe vrindavan ishwari vishabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavaneyabhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shri vasadi kora bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 ram hare rama 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 hare hare Samprasane Bhagavati Purusha Prakritair Gunai Vimukto Jiva Nirmukto Brahman Nirvanam Rachati. In the previous verse, it was explained how to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead by engaging in proper relationships with the living entities. The Bodhi is in this world, but not of the world. He has the responsibility to interact with persons and assist them in their Krishna consciousness. Therefore, for that to be a possibility, the first thing is he has to himself be Krishna conscious. But we don't stop there, we move on to assist others in this service. And factually, this is part of our sadhana also, because the more you give Krishna consciousness, the more you get it. So even if we want to be completely self-conscious or concerned with our own spiritual development, even then we have to assist others in a humble mood of loving assistance in their devotional service. That will be the quickest means for us to revive our own dormant Krishna consciousness and go back to our original constitutional position in the spiritual world, where there's no suffering, there's no fear, and beyond this peaceful state, there's positive spiritual happiness in the devotional service of the supreme reservoir of all happiness, Rama, or Krishna. Rama means he's the reservoir of all pleasure. Rama is another name of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada refers to a verse from Bhagavad Gita, Mam cha yogya vicharina bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samatityaitan pramabhuyaya kalpate, which means one who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and comes to the level of Brahman. So Brahman is there. That Brahman is being described as having the qualities of na shochati, na kankshati. Freedom from lamentation and illusion. And in the Brahma Samhita, we are given a glimpse of the Bhagawan feature of the Lord. Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. So the Brahma platform is freedom from illusion, freedom from misery, and hence its eternal peace, Sat. Then we receive more transcendental knowledge, Chit, than we are able to understand the Paramatma of the Lord. And when one comes to the platform of Bhagawan realization, devotional service to this Krishna himself, then there's so much bliss, so much happiness in seeing the delightful pastimes of the Lord in the spiritual world and assisting in those pastimes. This is the mood in the spiritual world is samprasane, to give the Lord pleasure. So we practice that now in this world also. We try our best to give the Lord pleasure. That's the recommendation of Guru, of Sadhu, of Shastra. And that's the purpose, therefore, of this Krishna consciousness movement, to give pleasure to Krishna. Krishna's endowed each of us with unique abilities, with a certain amount of intelligence, with different facilities. And we use those right now for sense gratification, but Krishna wants to see how the artist will make art for Krishna, the merchant or wealthy money-making money master will use his money in the service of Krishna. The person who's mastered cooking will cook for Krishna. And the scholar will study the knowledge given in the scriptures about Krishna or given by Krishna to glorify the Lord. Finally, whatever you do, it's ultimately for the pleasure of Krishna in this Krishna consciousness movement. If what we're doing is for sense gratification, we may be cooking, we may be cleaning, this or that, but it's not part of the Krishna consciousness movement if it's for sense gratification. That's part of this material world. It will gradually, if we can bring ourselves to the submissive position where we can accept the authority of Guru, where we can respect him because of seeing his love for everyone, including for ourself, then we'll be also free from lamentation and illusion, which come from the material nature. The great illusion is that by sense gratification I'll be happy. It's taken to be axiomatic truth. We have blind faith that sense gratification will make us happy. Someone will argue it's not blind faith, because when I gratify my senses, I'm happy. But actually what happens is not happiness, it's just fleeting titillation. Happiness means I don't need to look for it anymore. I got it, and I'm good. I'm not in anxiety anymore. I'm satisfied. There's no satisfaction in sense gratification. That satisfaction is 1 minute, 2 minutes, but then again, all of a sudden, we're up and looking for the next thing. This constant looking for the next happiness is misery. And so someone who pleases the Lord, though, is satisfied. To the extent that we're pleasing Krishna, we're happy. If that means that, I mean to say by that, that when I'm satisfying Krishna, at that time I'm happy. Again, I always have free will, so I may, again, choose to engage in sense gratification. And then at that time, I will be miserable. But Krishna does not hold any grudge against us. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. He's equal to everyone. And so if anyone engages in his devotional service, they become happy. Because they're engaging in their natural spiritual nature. They're engaging in their spiritual nature, who they really are. So no one is beyond the scope of the Krishna consciousness movement. It's just a matter of desire. Many people are looking for something spiritually significant. They may be afraid of religion, they may be afraid of commitment of any sort. They may be afraid of vulnerability. But experiencing peace and happiness is something that everyone wants. And the Krishna consciousness movement has facilities to offer for people, so it's our responsibility to offer those facilities to them. And the primary facility we have to offer happens to also be the goal of the Krishna consciousness movement, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Or chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Or chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, or any other wonderful melody. Somehow or other, the point is to attract people. Find the melody which they can follow. And that's nice. Then we can serve them. And in that way, Krishna will be very pleased. Samprasane. Even chanting we can do properly, we can try to please Krishna with that, or we can do it for our own sense gratification, and then we'll be wondering, why am I not tasting any nectar when I chant? Why does chanting taste like sand in the mouth? Because I'm trying to enjoy this chanting. Only the devotees are trying to please Krishna. Everyone else is trying to please himself. We're aspiring devotees, we're not devotees. Because we're trying to please ourselves. But every morning in the temple, we're reminded by Prabhupada, become a devotee, become a devotee, serve the devotees. To become a devotee means to serve the devotees. That's all it is. There's nothing magical about it. Just do service to the devotees. And try to please Krishna. Then the secret is that by pleasing Krishna, you are pleased. Having access to happiness is no small thing. It means to acquire equality with Krishna. The Lord says his nature is eternal, blissful, full of knowledge. So we are also part and parcel of the Supreme. So we're as good as Krishna in quality. We are still individuals. Otherwise, there's no bhakti. But if we're not situated on the same platform of the Lord, we cannot serve him. Not just anybody gets to be the servant of the king. He has to be qualified. So, therefore, Brahmaiva san Brahmapyeti. One can attain the Supreme Brahman by becoming Brahman. So we have to fix our life in such a way as to samprane, to please Krishna. Samprasane, we have to give Krishna pleasure. Krishna, Rama, Nrsimha, Narayana, all of his expansions. We have so many festivals, so that we can remember the Lord. And there are so many spiritual traditions with different names of the Lord. They're all transcendental. They're all blissful. They're all full of knowledge. They're all eternal. So God is eternal in all of his forms, is the point. So we have to find what is the most sustainable spiritual practice we can do, the most completely surrender, and do that. We need help from the entire world society to push this Krishna consciousness movement forward. People have so many talents, skills, and abilities, knowledge, that if we can assist them in developing knowledge, spiritual qualification, knowledge is not just mental. Knowledge starts with pridelessness and humility. If we can help people to develop such qualities, then their natural abilities are unlocked. And only then can we actually have a thriving Krishna consciousness movement. We need movement. We need the dynamic qualities which every living entity possesses, to be safe in our own practice of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we will stagnate if we don't share with everyone who we can. Srila Prabhupada would be able to connect each person in different ways to Krishna consciousness. And people would spontaneously come forward because of his purity to be engaged, like the poor alcoholic man who came to the temple and started to bring in some toilet paper for the temple bathroom. But at the same time, Prabhupada would go out of his way also to meet with so many people. And whether he would just say, do something as simple as smile every day when he sees someone on his morning japa walk, or if he would actually get into philosophical explanations of Krishna. In some way or other, he was bringing people closer to the Supreme Personality of God. Everyone that he met was benefited in this way. It's our responsibility also to do like that. It keeps us fresh in devotional service. And our congregation will also benefit from this, because there's always danger of philosophical or cultural inbreeding. When people of the same member of the family, I know this is a kind of nasty topic, but when people of the same member of family produce children, those children are of lower quality. Inbreeding is not recommended. Spirit soul is eternal, perfect, part and parcel of Krishna, but you know what I mean. The body, the mind of the child, over course of regular inbreeding, goes down and down. It's not healthy. In the same way, if all we have is association with people who already practice Krishna consciousness, and we don't associate with anyone else, even for the sake of serving them and helping them revive their Krishna consciousness, then our intelligence will become dull. Our enthusiasm will wear down, and we will end up in the place of Niyamagraha, just going through the rituals. Assisting people in Krishna consciousness means chanting the holy names. Kirtan is the method by which the Krishna consciousness movement expands. Sankirtan movement. Other activities are meant to support Sankirtan. If they take away from Sankirtan, they need to be realigned. And it's certainly possible that everything can be aligned with Sankirtan. That is the majesty of this Krishna consciousness movement. That is its life. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.